barred him from returning at the soiled Kroger store. Don't poo on the checkout.
Please do not poo on the self-checkout at Kroger. Would you believe we had the same one this week?
No, really?
We absolutely had the same one this week. And we are out of time anyway. On the Town with Mikey D is coming up right now here on WMFO Medford. We will be back with you next week. Until then, Lisa Nichols.
Lovely as always.
And I am Derek Gary. Stay safe, everybody.
I think we got it now. Get a power increase, and we should get a better release. Everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. It would be so awesome. Everybody would hear us.
Mikey D. This is Phil here. We have 3 hours of great music planned for you guys, but I'm going to start everything off with this.
you at night.
Nothing. Well, kind of nothing. I think the condom might have broken.
Broken?
Yeah, this is not good.
Okay, relax.
Relax? I mean, what are the chances of that? It's like...
Surreal?
Yeah. This isn't supposed to happen. We're being responsible here.
Okay, well, don't panic.
Don't panic? How can you say that?
Being responsible means having a backup plan, like emergency contraception, or EC for short. When you begin taking EC within 72 hours, it could prevent pregnancy. It's not an abortion pill and it won't prevent HIV or other STDs, but it's a great backup plan.
It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be fine.
What? I thought you'd be the one to freak.
Well, I've got EC.
Oh, no, that's just great. What's EC?
For more information or to get EC in advance, ask your healthcare provider or call 1-888-NOT-TOO-LATE. That's 1-888-NOT-2-LATE. EC, because shit happens, brought to you by the Pacific Institute for Women's Health.
Hey, Johnny.
What?
Come here.
What? Don't touch me.
This jukebox right here?
This one?
Has old school stereo on it.
Nice.
Go get Delaney and Ian. I want to play this.
Radio. Reform Radio. WMFO. Medford.
Thank you. If you have an encounter with police, MassCAN wants you to know your rights. What you say to the police officer is always important. What you say can be used against you, and if you mouth off in any way, it can give them a reason to arrest you. Be respectful. If you're in a car, you must show your driver's license and registration, but in other situations, you cannot be legally arrested for refusing to identify yourself. You don't have to answer an officer's questions. Never consent to any search of yourself, your car, or your house. If you do consent to a search, it will affect your rights later in court. If the cops say they have a search warrant, ask to see it. You should always exercise your right to remain silent. You have the right to have an attorney present during any questioning. Don't interfere with or obstruct the police, because you can get arrested for that. Ask the officer if you're free to leave. Remember, you're a busy person with people to meet and perhaps a job to get to. At MassCAN, we think that marijuana should be legal, taxed and regulated just like alcohol and cigarettes. But if you're under the influence of anything, leave the driving to somebody else. For more information, please visit our website at masscan.org. That's MASSCANN.ORG.
WMFO. That's New Gozu. That's Nature Boy off of the new record Revival. Before that, I had Desk with Devil of Babylon. Fire King gave you A Walk in the Ocean. Bad Marriage gave you Old School Stereo. I started it all off with Amanda Palmer and Lost. And I don't know why I went so loud with that block of music, but I have a guy with an acoustic. yeah, right here about, in front of me.
You're about to get something completely different.
I know. Well, that's the beauty of Freeform Radio.
Isn't it the beauty of Freeform Radio?
Absolutely.
It's going to change. It's going to mold. It's going to bend your mind into an elliptical shape that you'll never get out of.
So tell everyone who you are.
My name is George Woods. So, singer-songwriter extraordinaire, I like to think. I'm totally kidding. I'm not that much of an egotistical a-hole.
Well, there has to be some degree of narcissism if you're going to be singing songs and playing in front of people, right?
That's what I tell myself as I obsessively comb my hair in the morning every day, yeah. That's true. Yeah.
Your hair does look very not
lovely. Thank you. Thank you. If only the radio listeners could see how amazing
we used to have webcams in here.
But now?
No. I don't know what happened to the webcams.
It's nothing like a nude radio show, am I right, Mikey?
My name's Phil.
I'm sorry, Phil. We didn't get properly introduced, man.
You're on the town with Mikey D. That's why you got us mixed up. I look nothing like Mikey D.
I know. I met him last time, and I was like, I feel like I'm going insane.
So you've been on the show way back?
This is my third time here, actually.
So you were on the show when Mikey D was here?
I was on the show when Mikey D was here, yeah. Yeah. Back in the day.
Has your experience been that much different than times before, or...?
I have to say, every single time I've come here, there's been a different host, and it's been remarkably different. Remarkably different every single time. And I'm enjoying talking. This is a fun conversation for me.
Well, good.
Good.
So what brings you here?
So what brings me here, about an hour ago, your sound guy, Mr. Joel Simkis.
Yes, he loves to surprise me.
He does, so. Yeah. You're surprised. So my name's George Woods. I have a brand new record that I'm going to be releasing in Boston only.
Brand new record. I love brand new records.
Don't you though?
Love brand new records.
They smell new. They're like new cars, but
where are they? I don't see them right now.
They do not exist in my hands yet. Very shortly.
Tease.
I am teasing you. That's my entire. Actually, that's why I came. Yeah. No. So I'm going to be releasing a record at the Burin in Davis Square.
Very nice.
On Friday, June 17th.
Okay.
And I want to throw a promo code out there. I'm not going to say any prices or anything like that, but I want to throw a promo code out there for all you WMFO people.
Okay.
If you go to the Burns website to buy tickets,
mm-hmm.
you put in the promo code 24HOUR for the George Woods and Perry Doe co-CD release party on Friday, June 17th.
What, 24HOUR?
24HOUR, all caps. And it gets
all caps. So 24HOUR
loud. Yes.
Yes.
Like that. and it'll get you discounted tickets to the show. Now, it's a really special show for me. A, it's a CD release party, but B, it's a co-CD release party with a fantastic local band who's playing their last local show before they skip out to La La Land. They're going to LA. You look so sad. Look at you, Phil.
That seems to be the trend going on in the last year and a half or so.
It is warmer there.
I don't know. Compared to today, I don't know. Today was pretty nice.
That's true. Actually, I'll give you that. You know, here's my theory, and I'm sticking with it. I don't care if it's completely wrong.
You don't care if it's wrong?
No, absolutely not. You know, this is science, man. Science is all about guessing and making up stuff. So anyway, the point is, my theory is that the climates of the two coasts are going to flip. All right? And we're gonna get like Monterey Sacramento weather, and then Sacramento and Monterey is just gonna turn into a filthy desert with all kinds of weird rain.
Ms. Paula wants that as well. I mean,
my friend who lives in San Diego told me it was colder there than here.
Ms. Paula, we didn't get you on the radio.
What were you saying?
Her friend who lives in San Diego.
Yeah, said that it was colder there than it is here right now.
It's a trend.
Yeah.
Mm. It's a trend.
It's happening.
Yeah, it's happening. So I'm sticking around, you know. I'm going to buy a house a mile away from the beach so it becomes beachfront property in a little while and, like, you know.
and in 20 years, flip it.
And in 20 years, flip it for $1 million.
California.
What was that?
I used to live in California.
How did you like California?
I liked it, but for people who are moving there because they think it's warmer, they're sadly mistaken. Granted, it doesn't snow there, but we have droughts. We have El Nino. I was there one time. It rained 365 days in a row.
Wait.
Yeah.
Rained?
Yeah, it rained. I mean, houses float away. There's erosion. Like, houses on these beautiful homes fall into the ocean all the time.
Can't forget about the polar opposite.
Yeah,
wild
you don't
fires.
Want, yeah, just be careful what you wish for. That's all.
Well, now that we're here, completely dissing L.A. and California.
Oh, I mean, it's got, you know, like everywhere else, it's nice, but
should I mention that I
don't
should
make I, the weather the reason why you leave? Anyways, yeah.
Should I mention that I produced the record out in L.A.? Flew out to L.A. Produced the record out there. That's one thing that I did. So maybe the studio will soon be eroded and flying away. Big shout out to my man Peter Racine out there at the Laundry Room in L.A. He's okay. An insanely good producer, and I'm very lucky to have him in my life. It sounds so romantic when you put it like
that. It does.
Yeah.
Well, the way you were saying it is also very romantic.
You know, you have that nice, deep, berry white, like, I feel like as you spoke, a layer of my clothing fell off.
You were like, yeah. What do you mean?
Oh, my God. This is embarrassing.
Good thing you have the guitar right there.
Yeah, seriously, it's hiding. Am I allowed to say the giblets? Am I allowed to say that?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Cool. It's hiding the giblets. So this is totally impromptu, but I have the guitar. Would you like me to play you a song?
Absolutely.
So this song, hopefully very soon, I'm going to be releasing a... you got that? I'm going to be releasing a music video for it, which was very fun. But this is... my wife, Heather, sings with me. She's freaking amazing, and we co-wrote this song together. It's called Highest Love. It's the very first single off the record.
Nice.
And so the evil plan for the record is I'm going to release to all of my friends here in Boston so that if you walk up and you shake my hand, I can hand you a CD.
Awesome.
But in the digital realm, it's going to slowly be trickling out over the next year in the form of singles and music videos and things like that. And, you know, because I figure in the current climate that we have with music, I feel like that just makes the most sense. You want to stay as relevant as possible, and mm-hmm. especially in a media sense. So that's my evil plan, and I'm sticking to it.
All right.
Capos, man. Oh my God. It's the most embarrassing thing to do on radio is tune. I don't use these capos. All right, this song's called Highest Love.
All right.
Well, the day we were born, we were torn from embrace and cast into the world. A screaming little boy and girl, we drew that first breath. We had some sense of what we'd left. It had me crying in my mother's arms. For you, my highest love, my highest love, my highest love. When we recall my highest love, my highest love, my highest love, oh, oh. Now we grow into life, all its toils and strife. We learn to pay the rent, yes, I learned to forget your face. The scent of your skin lingering like a shadow on a memory, and no strangers we meet. Is it you, my highest love, my highest love, my highest love? Will we recall my highest love, my highest love, my highest love? Oh, oh yeah. I say, we all lose faith sometimes, go hanging by a thread for most of our lives. But then we start to see, yeah, we start to see how we start to see. that you're woven into me. Yeah. My highest love, my highest love. When we recall, my highest love, my highest love, my highest love. Oh, oh, ooh, baby, now won't you come home to me? My highest love, my highest love, yeah.
I was going to say, ring that note up. Ring it.
There you go.
I get it. That guitar is really, like, small compared to most.
And beat to hell.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's so messed up that...
It looks like it's been loved.
Listen to this. It's an acoustic guitar that's so cracked and so beat up, it has its own wah-wah pedal, or whammy bar.
Ooh, nice.
It's also probably why it's totally out of tune. but that's okay. Yeah, that song is, like, Heather and I, we've been married for a year.
Okay.
And we've been together for about 2.5 years. We've been best friends for 9, something like that. And that song is a result of the sort of crazy social drama that happened when we got together. We both left the people we were with and then sort of collided, and we got together and all of our social circles were like, whoa! And they all kind of lost their mind, you know? And
are they still around, though?
Yeah, most of them.
There you go.
Some of them were not quite as cool, so, you know, whatever. but I think they eventually kind of came around to it when we, like, got married and stuff. But it was sort of a, like, the song is, I think, you know, it's obviously a song about, you know, finding somebody, mm-hmm. finding your soulmate, you know. But it's also sort of a reaction to that. Sort of like shockwave of madness that happened around us.
Okay.
And I think that when you know, keeping the convictions good and love each other and let everybody else figure it out later, you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. I don't know that at all.
Oh.
I don't know anything about that.
Let me draw this out for you on a graph. Oh, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know, but that whammy effect is totally, totally worth it. You can totally use that as a songwriting tool.
I'm totally going to. Like the whole production thing. Oh, I gotta do it. it feels like a moral responsibility at this point. You know.
Hey, not many acoustic guitars whammy like that.
That's true.
So
I'm pretty sure all functioning acoustic guitars don't.
No,
that's kind of the point. You know, but I don't know. I don't even know how much time we have together, you and I.
I don't know either. So I'm gonna keep my voice in the upper register.
Okay. Hi, guys. Yeah, something like that. Is that what you're going for?
I don't know.
Hold on, Alvin. Yeah, I got you. We're there. I'm with you. The point is
almost.
This is the logic train has fallen off the tracks and all the crew are dead. There's no getting back on.
All right, let's try and get back on track here.
Yeah.
What shall people expect at the Burn?
People shall expect at the Burn, it'll be me with, I have, when I play solo acoustic, I have a pedal board that's probably about 5 feet wide.
Okay.
It basically allows me to play.
Do you like make loops and all that kind of weird stuff?
Or? Not as often as you'd think.
Okay.
I like to have a bit more flexibility, especially harmonically, because looper pedals just kind of trap you into something.
Yeah.
So what I tend to do is I tend to play with a live drummer, and then maybe if I take a solo, I'll put down a loop.
Okay.
Over a certain section. But what I really do with the pedal board is I try to make it in such a way that I have a diverse palette of sounds that I can use as a solo performer, and so basically I have it set up in such a way that I can have it swell in and sound sort of like an organ, maybe okay. more like a synthesizer mm-hmm. sort of thing. And also, I have it set up that I can play bass for myself. But at the show, I'm going to be having a band of some of my really good friends.
There is going to be a kind of full backing band.
There will be a full backing band of this band at this event. But I'm still going to have the crazy trick box at my feet. And it's going to be a lot of fun. From a completely nerd tech music standpoint, the day that
booked you an hour ago?
Joel Sinkes.
He loves nerd stuff.
Joel Sinkes is a genius evil. I'm not going to say evil genius. I'm going to turn it around. And there's a reason for that. Mike's looking at me through the window. He's like, I know what you're talking about.
But he knows exactly what you're talking about. He knows Joel is going to crucify you when you get off the air.
No, he's gonna shake my hand and say, finally somebody put it right. That's all.
That is true.
You know?
That is true.
It's like, basically the day that I figured out that I could play acoustic guitar, set up drum loops, play bass, and then swell in organ synths at the same time was the day that I was like, well, I can do a lot of crap at the same time, but mostly it was the sheer nerdy factor of it. Just like, wow, I can't believe I can do all this stuff with my feet while I play.
So, there you go.
That takes
skill. I mean, how long have you been working this kind of like?
You know, it's funny you should mention
variety of toys at your feet.
Not as long as I should be.
Okay,
to be perfectly honest, to be like, I am the master. But the thing that I have a background in improvisation.
Okay.
I'm a jazz. My dad taught me how to play jazz, you know, when I was a kid. And that's where I learned from, you know. And basically what that means, improv is not about playing everything right all the time. It's about when you play something wrong, just use it.
Yeah.
There's no mistakes. They're just opportunities, really.
So, right.
You know, sometimes...
Wow, usually somebody brought up in a jazz background just turns around and just plays like speed metal or something.
Oh, no. Like say
how much can I hit that drop D?
Yeah, right. Yeah. So say you're playing along and you get something that sounds horrible like that. Mm-hmm. The point is to use it twice.
I heard like six wrong notes there.
Right, but did you care?
No.
Yeah. I mean, that's the point. Like, I don't know, man. I don't tend to script my shows.
Okay.
I don't tend to script what I do with each song every time. I'm probably going to have to script it a little bit more for the band's sake.
Right.
But I really, I enjoy spontaneity because I feel like if it's new for me, it's new for you too.
Okay.
There's a certain element of excitement to that, you know. And I think it translates well, you know.
That's good.
And I've been doing it. I've been playing guitar and singing and writing songs for maybe 20 years now. I'm 29. So I've been doing it long enough where it's not that I don't feel like preparation isn't important because I'm going to be practicing
for this
gig. But it's that... if you come to see me twice in a week, I want you to have a good experience both times, and I want you to have something new to grab onto. You know, I want you to feel like the experience that you're having in the given place that you're having it is a reflection of the mood in the room and all that kind of stuff.
Very nice.
You know, yeah.
So full band, probably not as many tricks on at the feet.
There's going to be some weird, wild stuff. Weird, wild stuff.
Weird, wild stuff.
Indeed.
But, so who else is playing with you at the Burn?
There's a band called Peridot, which is formerly the Hillary Reynolds band.
Okay.
And I'm very fortunate to be good friends with Hillary and know them. They're excellent musicians. Trevor Jarvis and Hillary Reynolds are the two lead songwriters in there, and they brought on a buddy named Martin Bissetts, who's from Australia originally.
Oh wow!
And they're all going to be heading out to, like I said, La La Land right after this show, and they're releasing their record as well, which is very exciting because they're a fantastic core of just amazing writers, and they just do great work, you know. And
they're deserting us.
And they're leaving. They're leaving me.
They're leaving you.
Screw everybody else. They're leaving me. Actually, like, I'm totally in denial that they're leaving. Actually, but I'm very honored to be able to share the stage with them for their last show. It's
that's good.
Yeah, and they're the kind of band that the Burns a small room for them.
Yes.
You know, they tend to play the Brighton Music Hall.
Right. Okay.
And stuff like that. So I'm really looking forward to it, and I'm thinking this show is probably going to sell out. The cap of the Burns only like 150.
Okay.
And that's standing room, you know? So.
Yes. Yeah, so be sure to go to the Burren.
Mm-hmm.
I almost said Burns.
Yeah. Or better yet, 24hourconcerts.com.
24 Hour Concerts. That promo code is 24 hour.
24 hour. Yeah, you got it.
Yeah. All caps, just scream at the screen while you're typing the code.
It'll promo code you and you'll get into an amazing show for a lot cheaper. We're going to, and because Peridot and myself are such good friends, we're going to be mixing it up. So
you're going to be playing with them?
Yeah.
Some of them are going to be playing with you.
Yeah. And we're probably going to, you know, co-end the night with everybody on stage, make it a big, fun, happy, slappy, happy time. You know?
I'm just picturing all of you like singing with a little help from my friends. No. I don't know why it just popped right into my head.
Yeah, I don't know. But I'll tell you what, I have a feeling that we're kind of coming to a close on this.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Do we have time for me to play you one more song?
Sure.
Yeah. What do you want?
Sure.
So do you want to hear? You have a choice between a Humanist Manifesto song that's all finger picking. Or you have a choice of a song about boats that's not actually about boats.
Ah, finger pick it.
Oh, look at you. Oh my God.
We're
going from like straight up screaming death metal down to the Faith in Humanity song.
There you go.
This song, I don't know. I don't really have religion necessarily,
mm-hmm.
but I kind of think of this as my humanist propaganda. So.
Great.
This is a song.
Spread some humanist propaganda here on 91.5 WMFO.
This is a song called I Believe, and it's on the new record. A velvet stranger in the rain, and I gave her my umbrella. I ran to the cafe. Bring me food, bring me shelter. See, I knew the rain would go by my first sip of Joe. For her smile brings the sun, and I will walk myself home. My father is a pastor who lacks a congregation. My mother is a Catholic, casting off damnation. And that girl in the rain, she's a basket for collections. Ooh. And I believe in you. And I believe in you. And I believe in you. Ooh. Yes, I know prophets who are beggars, and I use them as an excuse to live as a pauper and sing you the blues. Bring me poverty and prostration for a song and a sin. I will pray for those poor by giving full and living thin. I believe in you. And I believe in you. And I believe in you. Ooh. See, your God God is my God, but mine he has no name. He has no heaven in the sky, no fiery pit of shame. You will find my God in the words that bend and sway, where a room in the dark becomes a room in the day. Come out to the burn and sing along with me, man.
Yes. It's the June 17th with Peridot.
June 17th with Peridot. Doors open at 6:30.
Oh, early show.
It's an early show.
Nice.
The great thing about the burn is it's Tom Bianchi. I got to give a big shout out to Tom Bianchi because he started this series there, Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and it is all original music, some of the best local and international acts, or local, national, and international acts
coming through there. Yeah.
And you are guaranteed, almost absolutely guaranteed, if you walk through that door and you pay the cover, to hear excellent, excellent music. And Thursday, Friday, Saturday, if you are a connoisseur of sound, you better get your butt down to the Burren.
There you go.
Yeah.
So June 17th, the Burren, was go to 24-hour concerts.
Yep.
Go 24-hour!
24-hour! Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, my voice can't go that high.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow.
It's like, man. I feel like you and I should hang out more.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Hey, Phil, thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you. WMFO, man. Thank you. This has been a very pleasant surprise.
It's been a pleasure pleasuring you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Weird. All right.
Oh. It's too bad these microphones don't pick up like really obnoxiously loud gulping, because that was just what happened. Yeah. There we go.
Whoa!
You're welcome.
I can't do that. No. No, no.
If anybody's listening to this on headphones, they just got a really terrible like licking their ear thing happen.
That's, yeah, I don't know what happened to that. All right.
Oh God!
All right.
Thank
George,
you so
George
much.
Woods, get the hell out of here!
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. June 17th at the Burren. He'll have CDs if you shake his hand.
Yes, indeed.
So, all right.
Handshake required.
Handshake required.
Have a great
night. All right. Thank you very much. Here is some Ghost Box Orchestra. 91.5 WMFO.